Blog Talk Radio.
Think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space
heal the world. Let's make it a better place. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. And my name is Daryl Clark, and you are at the right place at the right time. Thank you for taking the time out to tune in to Progressive News Weekly again. Here we bring you news and information weekly that's gathered, culled from around the world, typically within the United States. It's news that you can use. It's news that's for you, by you, and of you. Typically, it's truly news that comes to you by other listeners, if not yourself. With that, I encourage you to continue to reach out and let me know what your thoughts are about the programming. If you know of a topic or individual or individuals that you believe should be getting airtime because of the subject matter and the difference it will make in our society, please reach out to me. I'll be sure to do my best to vet the individual or individuals in the topic, subject matter. And if it's grounded in truth and in helping to bring balance to our society by our standards, we'll certainly bring it to the airwaves. You can do that by sending me an email to Daryl, DARRYL underscore CLA18 at MSN.com. Shout out to the folks all around the country who listen in week in and week out. Shout out to all of our new listeners, and typically every week we have some. If you are a listener from previous programs, whether it was just last week or one other program, do tell someone about Progressive News Weekly, because if you found it valuable, then there's some value to it, more than likely. Give that gift of value to someone else. We can make a difference. There is strength in numbers, and there's power in knowledge. However, only if utilized. So you can have all the knowledge in the world, as we know, and if it just sits dormant on a shelf, it will serve no purpose. So tell someone about Progressive News Weekly on Thursday evenings. We bring you this uncommon discourse. I say uncommon because it's information that you won't hear most typically on mainstream media. And if you hear it on mainstream media, it's not given the attention or time that it deserves, or it's brought to you with some political or and business spin, because our networks are bought and sold for the most part. And this isn't just a disparaging remark. You have ABC and NBC owned by Disney and General Electric, and you don't think that they're going to have commercials or programming that's not in the interest of the owners, or that isn't in counter interest to the owners. So then you have the business commercialized networks that are bringing you basically political messages. And by some standards, it's as though we're living in a Gestapo environment where you really can't believe the news. You turn on CNN and you're thinking you're at a Democratic convention. You turn on Fox and you're thinking you're at a Republican convention. It's maddening. You have to kind of listen to a little of both, because don't misunderstand, folks. Left wing, right wing, same bird. You know, that saying, flip the bird. That's what's being happening. That's what's being done and happening to a significant degree to the masses, the grassroots of our society. And so folks like you and I, we're here to really, as the slang may go, to hold it down, to keep the society grounded. There are folks working two and three jobs just to make it, just to make it. And there are folks that are abusing and misusing our grassroots society. There are folks that the blink of an eye could make a difference and choose consciously not to, simply because of their ego and or greed, or even worse, ignorance. That's the bad one. That's the big bad wolf. Because I've always said if there's an axe murderer in the neighborhood, I'd rather have him or her doing the damage for some reason than for no reason. Because if it's for some reason, there's a chance that you may get out of it if you happen to be in the vicinity. But if it's for no reason, it doesn't matter. Whoever, whatever, for whatever reason, there's some irrational logic, if that makes sense. A person could be doing their damage, their harm, because of a person's color, because of a person's gender, because of a person's age, because of a person's height, or any other irrational reason. But if it's just out of sick ignorance, there's no limits. So ignorance, oh, that's the dangerous one. If you know someone that's harmful because of ignorance, beware. So today, we're not going to be talking ignorance. We're going to be talking knowledge, empowerment through insight and enlightenment. And it'll be up to us, because every program that we have here, it's not about just talking heads. It's about deliverables. It's about us ending the program, us, not me, not you, but us, as we have this discourse, going away from the program with some information that, if shared, will make a difference in our homes, in our families, in our work environments, in our neighborhoods, in our towns and cities and communities, our states, our nations, and even perhaps the world. And that's why we need to grow the numbers. So thank you again for tuning in. We appreciate that. Again, I ask you to share. Don't be a secret agent. We have a very special guest, a friend, a colleague, someone that walks the talk, that's going to be joining us this evening. And she's been on, oh, many times, truly a friend of Progressive News. She is knowledgeable beyond her own acknowledgement, I would say, although she has an understanding of what she brings to the table. There's no doubt in my mind there. But it is always a true joy when I'm able to work out our schedules where this individual is able to participate with Progressive News on the airwaves, because it's never failed where she has not brought some pertinent information to be shared. And so with that, and I've purposely kind of strung that out, because I do want you to get on the mail list. If you're on the mail list, you know who I'm talking about, because you can go to your mail. Hopefully you have mail on your phone, because I sent the message out just recently. So you'll want to send me an email to get on the mail list to find out what our upcoming shows or programs are going to be about. And you'll just send me again to an email to Daryl, Daryl_CLARK, 1-8 at MSN.com. That's Daryl, Daryl, CLARK, 1-8 at MSN.com. I'll repeat that one more time. Daryl, Daryl, forgot the underscore, CLA 1-8, MSN.com. And I'll be sure to respond to you with adding you to the mail list. If you'd like to dialogue, I'll send you my phone number and we can have some discussion about how we can use this platform to make a difference. I'm looking for individuals that want to participate with Progressive News Weekly in terms of doing some of the research that we do to bring information to you. So I'm looking for individuals that are no holds barred type of individuals that just want to bring the information straight, no dilution or delusion. And with that, our guest this evening is Ms. Eula Pasternak. She's the founder of Unity Center for Empowered Living. She's a wellness expert. She specializes in human energy. And if you don't understand what that is, we'll touch upon that for just a moment in this particular program. But our focus this evening is going to be, as we go into the growing seasons, spring and summer, we're going to talk about foods, and she is certainly an expert in that area. She's done much research in the area of genetically modified foods and foods that nourish and energize. And then we're going to round out the program talking about just that. How do we energize and be balanced as we experience this journey we call life here on Earth? So without further ado, and I'll interlude one more time, that's why I played, in case you didn't understand who that artist was, in our opening bumper tune. And if you don't know who that artist is, folks, I really need you to reach out to me, because we've got to get you some education. Now, that was Michael Jackson with his notable song, Heal the World. You talk about gone too soon, but that's another program. So as I was about to say, Ms. Eula Pasternak is here, and she's one that truly believes in walking the talk and helping to heal the world. And it's always a joy and a pleasure and an honor to have Ms. Pasternak on the airwaves with me, bringing golden nuggets of knowledge, wisdom, and information. Ms. Pasternak, are you there?
Hello, Daryl. Hello, everyone. Yes, I am here.
Mm-hmm. What a joy. It's been a little while since you've been on, and I don't think we've missed a May, and that's by intention. I guess we're going on, over half a decade at least, since we've connected, and the ethers of the universe brought us together, and I was in Philly visiting relatives and saw that there was a March Against Monsanto rally of sorts going on, and I said, let me stop and see what's going on over there. And I walked up at one of the information tables, and there I met Ms. Eula Pasternak, and the rest, as they say, is history. I've not been the same since, engaging with your spirit and your energy. And it has truly been a joy. And that was in May, as you may recall. Yeah. And I know that you had done a lot of research about what was going on with Monsanto. And at this point, it's common knowledge. So good work to you and your colleagues and to what you've brought forth to bringing awareness to that. Now, I know there's still work to be done. I know that. But we've come a long way, as I'm sure you'd attest to as well, when there's no way, if I go in a grocery store today compared to 5 or 7 or 10 years ago, I'm seeing labeling like I see now. We still have a ways to go, but 10 years ago, it wasn't even a comparison. So we're making some inroads. People are becoming aware. I'm even hearing it on occasion on mainstream, but just by dibbles and dabs. Of course, you know, mainstream media, bought and sold media. You're not going to get information that's grounded in business or political interest. So with that said, now that I've laid a little platform to get you wound up, Ms. Pasternak, you know, let's talk about the aspect of healthy food and the importance of it beyond what's obvious. I mean, because obviously anybody knows you must eat in order to survive and live. The body needs food. But food is not just food. You know, hamburgers from McDonald's, and this is not just a an attempt to vilify McDonald's, but I'm just saying in terms of fast food, is not the same as wholesome non-GMO fruits and vegetables. So we're going to, you know, get into that dialogue about being healthy, especially as we go into the growing season. It's like squirrels when the winter, when they, you know, store their nuts, this is the time to build the body up. So I want to hand the mic over to you a little bit and let you talk about, first of all, the importance of being aware of the adulterated food and what that means. And if you could include, you know, GMO in that conversation, in that discourse, that dialogue, we'd appreciate that as well. The mic is yours, Ms. Pasternak.
Thank you, Daryl. It's always a pleasure to hopefully inspire, to inform, and raise awareness on how to take better care of ourselves so that first we heal ourselves and then we heal the world. So often we worry about others more, and then we might end up tired or sick or low on finances because we have overextended. And that is our accountability and responsibility, so we don't become burdens for others. And that goes with the way we start our day. Are we?
How should we start our day?
Yeah, well, no, it's just wake up and then positive outlook on life. Is our water clean and clear of chemicals? Do we need caffeine, or are we good without stimulants? Can we spend a little time welcoming our focus world? I mean, we came from traveling in the astral in the nighttime, protected by others. And now that we're awake, are we awake just physically, or are we awake and aware? Welcoming a chance, another day to do something good and enjoy something and create more health and wealth and peace and joy in this world. Or many of us are rushed and wake up and turn that gear into worry because I'm running late, because I have so many responsibilities I can never keep up. And everybody else is running around in the family because we can't find this, we don't know where that is, and turning into drama energy to stimulate those adrenaline releases. And how does that help us continue on? And is there breakfast? What quality breakfast? Do we need a hearty breakfast? How is our body physically, emotionally, mentally, and on a soul level start today? What is our definition of inner peace, of health, of how we relate to ourselves, each other, and this world? Some of us are very confused about what it means to nourish ourselves properly. Good food, bad food, pretend food. Is it our responsibility, or do we wait for authorities to make sure that the food that we're eating, or water that we're drinking, or air that we're breathing are healthy and safe for us? Or is it my responsibility to do diligence and do as much research as I possibly can about the quality of not just processed food, but foods that seem fresh and clean and reasonably priced? If I don't have access to growing my own food, of processing my own food, of storing my own food. And many of us depend on grocery stores, or in summer we enjoy farmers markets. In the best of circumstances, we would eat seasonally grown fruits and vegetables to really have the freshest of the fresh. Because there is pretty incredible difference in store-bought food versus own-grown or grown by farmers and delivered to markets where it is truly fresh. A little bit of awareness about...
What is fresh? What is the difference between local homegrown food and food that's been grown in a different country, in a different season, or in a different region? What's that advantage that you're referring to?
Well, fresh food, first of all, does not need to be preserved for shipment. Does not need to be harvested green so that it ripens on the way when it's being delivered. Because then it sort of looks fresh, but it really isn't, Coles. The ripening effect is not there because it was in the box, possibly gassed, to develop color so that it looks good. But the nutrition is not there because it had to be shipped and it had to be chemically induced to be presentable for the market. Because, yes, we are easily seduced by the looks. Freshest, is picked in our garden and brought to our kitchen, or some of us. Can't wait. We eat right away. Just brush off the soil or pick a pea pod and put it in our mouth. Those are small pleasures in life that I hope our listeners get to experience once in a while. Because that is what I was brought up with. In, yes, a different country in Poland, on a farm where my parents allowed us to have that experience. So I was brought up with access and understanding of the growth cycle of starting life from a seed, protecting it, watering it, growing it, checking on it, and then transplanting it into soil so that it grows for harvest, whether it's picking it in between production, whether it's for sale at the market, or whether it's for our own consumption. I understand the cycle of production from putting the soil, preparing the soil, putting the seeds, watering it, watching it grow, harvesting it, and then either consuming it or preserving it for later use, for example, in winter. And I have observed how our agriculture has changed over the years, especially in this country, but all over the world, where we we chemicalize our agriculture. We introduced foreign substances into soils that produced quicker, maybe higher yield plants, vegetables, fruits, with the help of chemicals. But those chemicals were artificially, synthetically put together, derived from oil industry. And all they have done is artificially controlled the growing cycle at a great expense to the plants and the health of the soil, producing pretty looking food items with a lot less nutrition. Yet we bought into it. Agriculture was hijacked, and it is still hijacked by the petroleum industry.
Now,
and
how
that
does petroleum
extended...
fit in with food? If I can ask, how does petroleum fit in with food?
Well, the fertilizers that are used for many of the crops kill the natural biodome of the soil.
Natural what?
Biodome. We have a biodome in our belly. We have relationship of bacteria, of worms, of other living animals, and making the soil alive, making the soil nutritious, making the soil taking carbon from the atmosphere and possibly reducing our global warming. I mean, there is so much life in the soil, and that life produces healthy plants, healthy seeds, healthy fruits and vegetables for us. So the petroleum industry decided that just producing those synthetic fertilizers is going to be a good idea because it will produce more food and it'll grow quicker and it'll look better and we will solve the world's hunger problem. Except the soil dies and we become dependent on the synthetic chemicals to grow food. With that, we also introduced herbicides and pesticides, another class of chemicals, into agriculture that then get washed off and further kill beneficial organisms in the soil, and therefore continuing our need for synthetic fertilizers to grow food. And another step that agriculture got seduced into was to introduce genetically modified organisms. The animal or bacteria genes into plant DNA, making them resistant to certain applications of those pesticides that would then kill what they considered harmful. Well, yes, they were pesticides. They were pests. They were eating and harming the harvest. However, the pests are very smart. So we have created, by overusing the pesticides, superbugs that develop resistance to those chemicals. So now we need different, stronger chemicals to be used to kill the superbugs. And by killing weeds and developing strains of plants that would survive herbicides, we created super weeds. So every time we make that decision to try to control Mother Nature, to buy into chemical industry push for, let me help you produce quicker food with fewer weeds or fewer, less damage, fewer pests in your crops, we end up with more bare, damaged soil, barren building blocks for nutrition, and a runoff that is in our waters. And the water that we drink or bathe in is not either tested or cleaned up enough for us not to have that residual effect that interrupts our own chemistry in our body. We see that in what we call dead zones, in the rivers or the oceans, just from conventional agriculture. I'm not including chemical spills, oil spills, that are a different class of toxicity that we deal with in our environment. I'm talking just about the conventional agriculture, and especially in this country, the mega crops, thousands and thousands of acres that use this type of chemicalized agriculture to produce food. And then, without knowing, is the food that we are buying, because we don't know the source, the country of origin label is in danger. We're not asked to identify what chemicals are used, how the product was produced. In this country, we don't even have requirement for genetically modified organisms to be disclosed. And that is what we are winning, because we have some ways of making sure that we are minimizing our consumption of these harmful, proven harmful ingredients and ways of farming, because they are destroying our gut health, and our gut health makes or break the rest of our health, physically and emotionally and mentally, and for those of us that care, also on the soul and spirit level. Because when we're sick, when we're tired, we're not interested in educating ourselves. We are struggling to survive, struggling to function, and we go always into fight and flight. Or we're so tired that we can barely stay awake. So what kind of quality of life do we have if we don't educate ourselves and pay attention? I like to use the phrase, choose wisely, and develop that wisdom to educate ourselves about the basics, the food, the water, the air, and the company we keep, because energetically we are affected by our surroundings, our environment. So what choices do we make when we create or allow certain influences to be present in our life, in our immediate environment, inside of me, around me, as friends, as colleagues, as clients, as students, as places where I conduct my business, as companies I align with, groups that I want to work with. Those are based on my choices and my diligence to do my research and my strength to say no, no thank you. Want to work with groups that don't have integrity, that don't protect us from harm, that do not want to disclose even possible dangers to our health, that don't go, that for me it's not even an extra proof that their products are safe if there is a question about safety. Because that is the world that we are trying to create. So like you, when I walk into a supermarket, I pretty much have my map where I will go and what I will buy versus I know I will just ignore most of the store because I know the food is toxic, dead food, or actually food that will kill us if we overindulge and perpetuate the trap, the addictive qualities that processed food intentionally has in it to make us fat and sick and dumb. And that's not what I want for me, and I pray this is not what we want in the world, because we're here on this journey of learning, experiencing, and growing, overcoming challenges. Yes, the physical body might be a little limiting and might be a little strange and might be a little or a lot hard to understand, but it is a miracle because it's a beautiful, resilient, biochemical, bioelectrical, wondrous mechanism for our soul to create good in this world, to practice creating good, to create beauty, to share love, to show passion, inspire each other. So these vehicles need to be maintained so we can move around and move around easily, feeling healthy, full of energy. And as I mentioned, wake up in the morning with a smile on a face and just like, all right, what can I create today? How can I share my beauty, my passion, my love, my kindness, my joy of being in this world?
If you can hold that thought, I don't mean to interrupt your flow, Georgie, and I know, having gone through many programs with you, the energy that you're presenting, I hope our listeners understand, and in case they don't, you're getting an infusion. And if the universe through you bring that to you, years, you understand that Eula is a human energy. So, actually infusing us, and myself as well. Although I practice this, it's always good. The healer needs healing for me as well. So I know with you being the professional and the expert you are, you'll be able to pick up where you are. This little pretty special where you're at, where you're coming from, bring ready to feel. I thank you for that. It's counter to what you opened up with. You opened up and said, so many people open up their day, begin their day with drama nutrition, drama energy, and they have a choice. We have a choice. Open up, just counter that. Day off. Yeah, we're going to have things that are going to come off and come at us, but why not get a jump on the day? So then instead of going into a deficit, if you're at a head start on the day and those things kind of wear you down, the worst you'll do is be even bored. So you need to start that day out as positive as you can with all the negative that is around us. So I appreciate that. Now, with that said, my question, you're well-traveled and you do enormous research. Are other countries going on? And it's sort of a loaded question because I know somewhat the answer, but the way that you're going to present it, because you're my expert today, is valuable. Are there countries that say no, we won't do this, or other countries that are more aware and more progressive in terms of dealing with these egregious infractions by personal and business interests? You said something that was interesting. I thought you were going in a different direction for a moment when you said, you know, let's just find yourself Bayer. And I thought about, of course, the company Bayer, who is in line with Monsanto, who is doing
and
a lot of these things that were exactly that you're talking about. But, of course, you didn't go in that direction. You were using the word bear, not B-A-Y-E-R. You were using it B-A-R-E in terms of bearing ourselves to goodness. But can you share with us a little bit about what some of the some other countries are doing progressively to counter some of these things that are going on?
Well, many countries, first and foremost, label. Much better labels. Nutritional labels. Genetically modified labels, so consumers at least can have a clear understanding. They can still choose pretend food, as I call it, or they can choose better. More other countries have a lot more homegrown traditions or farm-to-table traditions where the food production is not as commercialized. So many countries realize that the use of commercial herbicides and pesticides is harming not just humans and animals, but also pollinators, wildlife, and are taking that into consideration. I assume our listeners have heard of the trouble with the bees. Now we have a waste disease in wildlife, in deer and elk. We have created so much harm with our agriculture, with our greed from chemical companies just to chemicalize every aspect of our lives, from the way we clean to the way we paint, the way we glue, the way we use plastics in our life. So the overload of chemicals in our environment, human convenience or industry's convenience, affect not just our health, but the health of nature and all the living beings in nature. And that's us causing the harm. Whether it's Fukushima and nuclear fallout, or so much garbage and lead in the oceans, or the dead zones that agriculture produces, it is us. And we are working diligently in trying to reverse that or minimize it. And we are making a difference. Organic agriculture is growing. Non-GMO production of the main grains of corn and soy. Farmers are waking up because they want to do better. Plus, other countries are rejecting our American domination of the wheat, soy, and corn production. Plus, other countries are waking up that this is not the way to go. And the United States is losing its trade with China, trade with other countries. So the subsidized agriculture is in trouble. Yet the government is playing games, and the subsidized money is now going into pretend farmers, which are just landowners and not the farmers that truly need. So we will see a change in that landscape as well. But the choice is ours. What do we support with our wallet? Can we support organic or biodynamic agriculture? Can we demand better labeling and not just the proposed smiley face that says GE for genetic engineered labeling? It's almost insulting, but we cannot afford to be insulted. We need to be calling writing our representatives and demanding better labeling. Not even requesting, demanding that we have the right to clean air, clean water, clean food, meaning the food that we know how it's grown, where it's grown, and what nutritional value it represents, not just added sugars, which even the labels that have been approved in 2016 are now put on hold. Whole Foods promised to label genetically engineered ingredients by September of this year, and now they're delaying that too. So those are industry games. Let's not play the games. Let's choose and support new labels, like the Detox Project's label, glyphosate residue free. So now we know that whatever we consume has not been soaked or didn't have a drift of Roundup or other harmful chemicals.
What project is that, Eula, that you were just referring to?
We have a year ago, and we introduced a new label, new way of testing, certifying, and a new little label that will have certification that it is glyphosate, which is the Roundup, meaning residue free, or gold standard
that,
detox, total
and
detox.
And what's that labeling
so that,
called?
Glyphosate residue free. which verifies that the food or supplements do not contain that most used herbicide that has been proven to be carcinogenic. So,
can you spell that for us, a glyphosate, for our listeners?
Sure. G-L-Y-P-H-O-S-A-T-E, as in Tom, E.
Glyphosate.
Yes, glyphosate residue free.
And that's
yes.
what we want to be demanding at a grassroots level. That's our buzz for the spring.
Because the label non-GMO Project Verified is how we started, but it does not guarantee that it is without Roundup in it. And it is important that we don't ingest Roundup, because it destroys our gut flora, and therefore we cannot produce our ingredients for our brain health, not to mention creating chaos with our digestion and immunity. So that is why it is a carcinogen. It leads to cancer, or birth defects, or dementia, or Alzheimer's. I mean, it is contributing to autism and so many chemicals harm our children. And that is our bumper tune. Make it better for you and me, but make it better for children. So we leave this world in a better state for them. But it starts with us. How can I clean up my diet, clean my home without hurting myself or releasing harmful chemicals into water as I flush it down or dispose of it? Do I have to filter my water for everything? What I use for my hygiene, what I use for my tea, what I use for my cooking, what I use for my washing? Do I need to filter my air because it is so toxic? Or am I okay because I live in a safe environment? What choices do I have? That starts with my research. That starts with my desire to take good care of myself. For me, it also is to, I want to lead by example. I want to inspire others with the way I take care of myself and help others make even small changes to bring about better health, more joy, and more pleasure in life. Resist getting into conditions that require intervention, like illness, or poverty, or drama, because we don't know what's going on.
Wow. So, you know, that's a profound concept right there, because it goes beyond just being aware of what you're eating. Just the whole practice of being aware enhances one's life on so many planes. As you said,
yes.
Just being educated, understanding, it affects your well-being in so many ways. You mentioned just poverty. Somebody would say, well, how does food awareness have to do with poverty? Well, if you're aware of what's going on, then perhaps you understand the system in which we're in right now. which is not designed person to do well, regardless of what you're hearing on mainstream media. And you can drop if you need to, if you feel like you can't handle the conversation. But fortunately, I don't usually get that by the listeners. We may have a few new. But let's just go off into a minute or two, because we have about 5 minutes left on this. Folks, you need to understand the system in which you're in. It's a system where, as Ms. Pasternak has just explained to you, not in her theory or her belief or she feels, factually, these are facts. You can do the research and verify everything that Ms. Pasternak has said. We have companies that have food on the shelves today as we speak, killing us. Now, we do live in a society that's governed. This is just putting the pieces together at an elementary level. Remember when we were children? No, let's forget it, remember, because you say you can't remember usually past earlier than five. Let's just look at a child, whether you have your own children or not. Remember the puzzles that you've seen children play with as they grow older. There are more pieces to the puzzle. Remember, some of the puzzle pieces are the shapes of the actual items in the puzzle. It might be a boat that's shaped like a boat, and it might be just five pieces in that puzzle for a toddler. And then as that person grows on, maybe as they become three, the boat might have three. Child evolves to be seven or eight. The puzzle pieces become from three or five or seven pieces to maybe 15 pieces. Life is very similar. Keep it as simple as we can, folks. This is simple, simple logic. Someone is putting dangerous information.
Addictive.
Food that is capable and proven to be killing you on your shelf. If you think those same people are setting up a society that's truly in the best interest of most, you're not being logical. And so that's where that piece comes in. Well, how does poverty tie into this? You need to be thinking of your own self-interest. It ties back. And I'm going to hand it back to you, Ms. Pasternak, Eula. It ties back to what Eula said in the very beginning. Folks, it's good. Let's heal the world, but let's first heal ourselves. Let's get an understanding of what's going on. Because we can't help our children, whether it's your blood child or that child next door or that favorite niece or that favorite little cousin or nephew or a neighbor, and a child in the neighborhood. We can't help them if we're not aware. I just had to go off on that for a moment because it was just so striking what you said. You're talking about food, and you said, folks, this goes beyond that. This goes beyond into your livelihoods. Eula, we have just a few moments left. We're going to continue this, especially as we're going into this season of growth, of the spring and the summer, where we have local nutritious items that are given to us by the universe, the universal God. I want us to come back more frequently. I know you're on always throughout the year, but as we go into the summer months, I'd like us to not let 3 weeks go by where we haven't reinforced this. So as we reach peak summer, our listeners are really well ingrained, and we're sharing, we're germinating this information. I want to leave the mic to you. We have another 2 minutes to close out on, Ms. Pastor Eula.
Okay. Well, as we put the seeds or transplant little plants for our vegetables, for our herbs, for our sustenance, let's infuse it with gratitude. Let's infuse it with blessings. We have full moon coming up. Let's infuse it with the future joy of harvesting and sharing the meals. let's make them healthy. Let's make them as free of chemicals as we possibly can, so we benefit from the good chemicals that are in there, produced by nature. Let's share the goodness, both physical and emotional and mental. Bring that light, that beautiful sunshine, into each other's life by sharing and caring and being good to each other. So when we come together for a meal, we are creating a healing environment with good company, good conversation, good food, and good company. So we leave inspired, encouraged, build up to face another day with more joy and more peace, and looking forward to creating, feeling like we are creating a new world, consciously, willfully, creating that better world for you and for me. Because that is the goal. That is a choice for many of us. So join us. Encourage others. Because there is always hope. And from that hope, we create whatever steps are needed to shift patterns for the better, to create new ways, to invent, to revisit and improve how we take care of ourselves and each other. Without guilt, without shame. Just, oops, rules changed? Okay, I need to adapt. I may not have known that I was ingesting harmful ingredients. Oops, okay, stop it. Research, apply, and take better care of yourself and of your loved ones, especially children, because they need to grow. They need healthy ingredients for healthy growth for their physical and emotional and mental health. Meet that mind that works peacefully, joyfully. That mind that wants to learn and wants to experience this world with courage, curiosity, a sense of wonder, and create that wonder and wonderful life. Because that can be a choice. Let's make that choice.
That's beautiful. I love the passion, I love the emotion, and I just love the love that you bring to the airways whenever you join us. Eula, looking forward to you joining us again. For those of you who joined in the last few minutes of the program, you've got to go back to the archives. The archives are always available at blogtalkradio.com. That's blog, B-L-O-G, talk, T-A-L-K, radio, radio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. Immediately after the program, you can catch this program and all the programs going back for the last year or two, including all those many programs that Ms. Eula Pasternak has joined us with and many of the others who have joined us over the years. And embrace, like a good movie, sit back and take your time listening to what Eula has shared with us. A real meal. This was a treat. This was a meal.
This was a meal, huh?
This was excellent. I fed on this. This was real nutrition. This wasn't waking up with some drama. This was supper. And I thank
All
you
right.
for bringing us some non GMO, energetic, nutritional, mental and spiritual supper this evening. I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Just delightful. So let's connect. Let's make it happen, you know, within the next few weeks ahead so we can reinforce, because this is new to a lot of folks. I just sat back and enjoyed the meal, the four-course meal.
Mm-hmm.
But for a lot, this is new. And I appreciate you sharing that this is a full moon coming up. I believe it's Tuesday. And, of course, there are energies. For those of you who listen regularly, you know Dr. Mendoza, our resident expert in that area, and you, of course, is also a specialist in that area. We know that there's energies that come with that moon. So let's embrace that. Let's have a healthy, happy, safe holiday weekend. It is a holiday weekend here in America.
Yes, it is.
Folks have days off. So let's enjoy it. Just take this time to reflect, to relax, to take in all that's good. And there is something good, and I know some of us are having challenges, yours truly included. But let's embrace the good. And loved one of mine, may he rest in peace, and I'll never forget it, told me, when you're trying to get rid of weeds, don't focus on the weeds. Focus on the good grass. It'll crowd out the weeds eventually. Let's focus on the good grass this weekend, folks. Eula, thank you once again. We love you. We wish you well. Enjoy your weekend. And, of course, we'll be in touch to plan our next segment for this wonderful discourse. So in the meantime, give a little love. Give a little love out there. Tell someone you love them. Enjoy your weekend. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. Let's not be secret agents. Let's share. Share the wealth. And just know, I love you. No matter what you say, there's nothing you can do about it. Peace and blessings to all.
Thank you.
Thank you.